You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily NFL fantasy podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Vinny Iyer. I'm not doing this. I'm writing about NFL and fantasy football and the draft for SportingNews.com. You can check it out. I will be up there doing my live draft board. You can check out analysis pick by pick there tonight, Thursday night, here on the website at SportingNews.com. I also have on Locked On Fantasy Football your breakdown of the first-round picks. So we'll look at all the picks, not just the fantasy football-related offensive skill picks, but all of them. That's what we're going to do in our mock draft. And it's not just to say these are the picks and this is what things will go down, but what these teams might be thinking when on the clock when they're not maybe going in the direction that we project them to go into. But just to give you an idea of what the teams are believing right now, how much they need to invest in offense versus defense, all that good stuff. So that's what the mock draft is. It's an exercise in projection and speculation to understand where the teams are going. We'll break down the picks 17 through 32. If you missed the first round there, picks 1 through 16, the final first round mock draft I had Sporting News and the fantasy football breakdown, you can check it out here. And then we go back to back, part 1 and part 2. This is part 2, 17 through 32. We'll dive into those picks here in a moment. Before we do that, thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen every day. We are free and available for you on all platforms. All right, let's dive right in to the Chargers at number 17. A lot of speculation. Will they take a corner now that Jordan Davis looks like he's going to be off the board, at least to the Ravens there a few picks earlier? That's where he went in our mock draft here. Do they go offensive lineman? The biggest weakness now is right guard. They have Matt Filer, Rashawn Slater, Corey Linsley is still plugging away, the former Packer at center. But they need some help at right guard. Interior is kind of weak there, so I think they're going to go for it. I think they realize Justin Herbert needs all the pieces here to go for a championship right now. They saw it happen with Joe Burrow. That's why the Chargers have been very aggressive. You saw J.C. Jackson, the trade for Khalil Mack. They got to fill in all the remaining holes as well as they can with this draft. And again, this is a team that is going to challenge the Chiefs. And we talk about the Raiders and the buzz around them with the Devontae Adams trade. You have the Broncos with Russell Wilson, but the Chargers have that Justin Herbert, and he could emerge as the biggest threat to Patrick Mahomes. I think he's already there to some degree. The Chargers need to help and finish some games, and I think they'll do that with a little upgrade on defense. And offensively, I think they could take Tyler Smith. This is a surprise player that people have been talking about. Some people like him as offensive tackle, and that's why his move has gone up here. He's a Tulsa player, so Golden Hurricane prospects don't get a lot of attention early in the process. You got to kind of discover them a little bit more. But the Chargers have had success going in a certain direction here. They've typically been easy to predict at times. I think interior offensive lineman is there. They have some options. It's hard to know who it's going to be between Tyler Smith and you got Zion Johnson there, who's proved from Boston College that he can play either spot here. And then you look at the other situation here, it would be Green from Texas A&M. So you look at Kenyon Green and the position of guard. I think you look at Zion Johnson, Kenyon Green, and Tyler Smith, who's the best fit here, and it's Smith here for the Chargers at 17 overall. Now, 18, this is an IDP alert for wherever he goes. We haven't mentioned his name. I'm a big fan of this player. I saw him a lot there at Notre Dame, putting up some big numbers. He kind of took over some games defensively quite a bit there. But Kyle Hamilton, the safety, you look at what Kyle Hamilton can do. He's all over the field and very active here. So when you look at that, and Kyle Hamilton, he is a rather special player indeed. He's a little bit of a positional misfit. You don't know what you're going to get, what safety position he'll play. The Eagles can make it work. Marcus Epps and Anthony Harris back there right now. Look, the Eagles have to think about these dropping players. This is a very impactful player that they cannot ignore. Their secondary is in pretty good shape with Darius Slay, Avante Maddox. They've got some depth there. They could think about corner, and there's some attachment to some corners here, but and I think they could also look at different spots here. But really, when you look at Drake London being the first pick and going offense there and a big target there for Jalen Hurts, you look at going defense on the other side. So, yeah, wherever London goes, especially if he's in a position where he's a top three target on his team, he's going to have a chance to produce and have some fantasy football as a rookie. Hamilton can definitely do that as a rookie, cleaning up on the back end, the tackles, and all those things that come with IDP gold here. So, like Kyle Hamilton, the Eagles at the very worst. The next pick on the board belongs to the Saints. We said they'll probably go offense and defense for these two teams. The Saints, the Greek Freak, a different Greek Freak. The Greek Freak is probably trademarked for Giannis Antetokounmpo. But when you look at George Karlaftis, another Greek product here, looks pretty good. He's sculpted a little bit like a Greek god. He's very freakish and can make a lot of plays. He's going back up the boards. He's helped by kind of the David Ojabo injury because they were both like neck and neck here. So Ojabo might actually slip into the second round at this point. But you look at Karlaftis, they really miss Trey Hendrickson. Hendrickson is a freak in his own way here playing off Cameron Jordan. Marcus Davenport's been good, but up and down. He's been also on the trading block. I think he's more a situational pass rusher. Or Karlaftis could be that guy, but they need to get to the quarterback better. Dennis Allen, the defensive-minded guy, is taking over the team. So something you can look at for sure with the Saints going in a defensive direction here with their second pick. And edge rusher seems to make more sense than anything else. They're pretty set there in the secondary versus forcing a pick there. And up front, I don't think they'll go interior. So George Karlaftis makes a lot of sense. And he can put up some nice numbers there playing off Cameron Jordan and Marcus Davenport there in New Orleans. So something to watch out for sack totals. The Steelers at number 20. They're back on the board with the quarterback here. We took our first quarterback, if you missed it, in our first mock draft that we broke down. Number 6 overall, the Panthers had Malik Willis. Here at number 20 overall, we're going with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Going to Pitt. Oh, very long distance of travel to find a franchise quarterback. But, yeah, Kenny Pickett, kind of the makeup they want. Toughness, physical, mental, the moxie. Good enough arm, deep ball accuracy to get the ball downfield to Chase Claypool and Deontay Johnson. But also can be accurate to get the intermediate routes down to Pat Freiermuth. So the system of the Steelers, some tweaks on the offensive line that's going to help the quarterback as well. Matt Canada and that system, Kenny Pickett, a really good fit here. So this would be an ideal scenario. I mean, there's been all scenarios where somebody jumps on Pickett, the Steelers are out of range for him, are not going to trade up to get him. But if they can sit back here at number 20 and see Pickett fall because of teams doing other things in different directions, they're going to be pretty happy about that, and they have to take their shot. As a playoff team from last year, you cannot go in with Mitchell Trubisky as your one bona fide starter over Mason Rudolph. All right, let's go to the Patriots. And IDP alert again, Devin Lloyd. This guy is a perfect Patriots prospect. I think Dante Hightower, they've had a good career with him, but he's gotten a little older. Kyle Van Noy, a lot of these guys have made a lot of plays, but I think Lloyd can stuff the stat sheet for sure, making those plays. Rangy, got a guy that's a century mark tackle guy in waiting. Going to get a few picks, going to get some forced fumbles, be rather active, and also get to the quarterback. He's the size to do that as well, and blitz packages for Bill Belichick. So this is an ideal Bill Belichick player that isn't from Alabama. Utah product, Devin Lloyd, very active. He's been kind of up and down yo-yoing in the first half to the second half of the first round, but Lloyd, again, can light it up here with his, again, very good profile to do everything that the Patriots want and to be a leader on that team as well. All right, we know it's April, the end of April here with this mock draft and then the real draft. Once the weekend is in the books, we're going to be into May. And that means Mother's Day is just around the corner. That would be the second Sunday in May. And whether she prefers a statement piece or an everyday subtle elegance, BlueNile.com has jewelry options for every mom. Shop high-quality classic diamond earrings, elegant tennis bracelets, or gemstone pendant necklaces, all available there for you at BlueNile.com. Looking for fine jewelry but having trouble choosing and looking for one that's on your budget? Blue Nile has jewelry experts on hand 24/7 to help you find the right fit. They're available via phone or chat to help you find a memorable gift at every budget. Mark Mother's Day with something enduring. All their great selections. We talked about it, diamond stud earrings, elegant tennis bracelets, birchstone pendants, so much more that you can find at BlueNile.com. So celebrate the special women in your life, whether your mom, significant other, a daughter, any of these people that are really special in our lives there. BlueNile.com can easily help you navigate through thousands of fine jewelry options at every price point and pick the right gifts for everyone that you need in your life, starting, of course, with Mom. They have great service. They're going to take care of you. Be attentive there at BlueNile.com. Get you what you need for the right price and make it hassle-free to find the right gift in time for Mother's Day. So this Mother's Day, give Mom something she'll treasure forever with fine jewelry from BlueNile.com. And Locked On Fantasy Football listeners get $50 off $500 to purchase. This podcast exclusive is only good through Mother's Day with the promo code Locked On. That's the code Locked On. Plus, every order you get from BlueNile.com is insured, ships free to you, and arrives in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. Stop stress-free and find your forever peace. Go to BlueNile.com today. All right, we will continue our look at the second half of my first-round mock draft. A lot more skill players to come here as we break it down. Before we do that, I got a big announcement for you. Thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen every day. For the first time ever, Locked On is hosting a live coverage of the 2022 NFL Draft from our studios in Dallas with pick-by-pick analysis from our local team experts and draft gurus. Tune in all 3 days as our draft team guides you through every pick and every trade in real time. It all starts Thursday. That's tonight, April 28th, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 hour before the draft kicks off. Available on Locked On NFL on YouTube and on the Odyssey app. All right, it's time to continue the show as we break down more picks here. We're up to our 22 pick, and that means it's the Green Bay Packers on the clock, and they got to take a wide receiver, right? Devontae Adams is gone. Marcus Valdes-Scantling is gone. What do they do here? My selection is a wide receiver. They've circled back to Treylon Burks of Arkansas. I think it's the way he profiles. So really comes out of Treylon Burks, who's more of a big body, kind of possession type. May not be the biggest blazer, but good route runner with good hands the way Devontae Adams is. Or do they go Jahan Dotson, a little bit of an upgraded Marcus Valdes-Scantling, and go in that direction? So we have to see. Penn State, Dotson comes from with that big play skill set for the outside. Burks, again, more of a physical receiver after the catch, move guys out of the way, but put up some big numbers there for the Razorbacks and could really help Aaron Rodgers with that classic size number one there for him. So I think he's the receiver that reminds Brian Gutekunst and Matt LaFleur the most of what they had in Adams. So they figure that they've got two first-rounders, they can make up for it and use one of them on the replacement for Adams. All right, that is a good pick for the Packers, and anyone who goes to number one receiver status with the Packers with Rodgers is going to have immediate fantasy football perk up, so let's watch out for Burks or Dotson in that selection. The Cardinals have Devontae Wyatt as their pick, according to me. J.J. Watt, a little bit of a different name, but similar position, disruptive up front. They haven't got a lot out of Zach Allen. I've been pretty much sticking with this pick for a while for the Cardinals. I like the pick. I think it's a good fit for the defense. And the defense has a few pieces. They got to get some more returns here. They got Isaiah Simmons and some others. They could also look at a cornerback in this situation. They could also look at interior offensive line here. But Devontae Wyatt gives them some versatility there. We had a Trayvon Walker go from that defensive line. We had Jordan Davis. So now it's time for Devontae Wyatt to also be a first-round pick from that incredible Georgia front that won the national championship in the CFP. All right, we go to the Cowboys, and this is the guy we're looking at, Zion Johnson. He's the guy from Boston College. Interior, exterior, it doesn't matter. They lost Connor Williams and Lael Collins. So having some versatility with the inside-outside makes a lot of sense for the Cowboys to address here with Zion Johnson. And again, Kenyon Green could slip a little bit in this draft. Johnson, people like the right tackle guard versatility a little bit more. I think Tyler Smith, who we had going to the Chargers at 17, had some of that. I think he's more of a pure guard. So I think in terms of pure guard, people might like Smith more than Green. In terms of a guy that is hybrid and could play a tackle here, especially on the right side for the Cowboys opposite Tyron Smith, it has to be Zion Johnson. So they don't want to mess this pick. I think they'd like to trade up if things play out. Some people have tied them to corners and edge rushers and wide receivers even with the trade of Amari Cooper. But I think this makes a lot of sense. I mean, you can't go forward without Williams and Collins. You still have some liabilities on the offensive line. You do have the older liabilities there in Smith and Zach Martin, but really other than Tyler Biadasz, you're pretty weak here. So Cowboys have to address the position, and Zion Johnson would be a good way to do it. The Bills need to address their number two corner with Levi Wallace gone in free agency. He went to the Steelers. The Patriots could steal their thunder and take Trent McDuffie there out of Washington. He's an ideal pick, but They might be wrapping their heads around Andrew Booth Jr. being better with his size, speed, playmaking, aggressive on the ball guy. They're playing off Tre'Davious White coming off major knee injury. They're now as the number two corner. Andrew Booth Jr. has a lot of appeal out of Clemson. So this defense for the Bills already pretty good on the fantasy football radar. Looking for a few more big plays. I think between Taron Johnson in the slot, you get a replacement here for Wallace, and you get Tre'Davious White back. Watch out for this Bills secondary making a lot of plays here and really boosting their units' fantasy football value in 2022. Titans need a little bit of interior run blocking to develop here behind Ben Jones, or around Ben Jones, their center. It's been tough. They lost Roger Saffold. He got a little bit older, so Titans need to replenish it. Also lost David Questenberry. So you're looking at the Titans getting them some help, and you can do that here with one Kenyon Green out of Texas A&M interior offensive line punch. All right. One more interior offensive lineman. Yeah, it's nerdy, but we like talking offensive line. Without these guys, you're not going to get the job done. Certainly, it's been a big factor in the Buccaneers' success with Tom Brady, Donovan Smith, and Tristan Wirfs. First-round pick they used on him on the outside, he's been a rock. So they've had two great offensive tackles, but they got gutted a little bit inside. Ali Marpet was a surprise retirement here. He got the ring a couple years ago, so he's probably done and wanted to move on. So Marpet, again, playing a tough position. He also lost Alex Kappa there on the inside. So Aaron Stinney, they picked up Shaq Mason here for the Bucs, but really could use a replacement for Ryan Jensen soon. They invested quite a bit, but Linderbaum could play right away at left guard for them. Tyler Linderbaum, the center out of Iowa's a choice. So you had quite a few interior offensive linemen in this run between Smith and Johnson and Green and now Linderbaum, but that's where the value lies in this part of the draft here for sure. So there you go. That's what you're looking at with the situation developing with this mid to late first round, where a lot of offensive interior is available and upgrades teams are going to take if they need that more than other positions, because it is also the best value that lines up as well. All right, we will get into the final five picks. So that means we'll get to 28 through 32 there, starting with the Packers and a double dose of the Chiefs there as well. Got to tell you that USFL action is here. We also have the draft, and we know there's been a lot of action associated with that. BetOnline.net is your number one source for all your betting stats and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news, keeping you up to date. I go there to find out how it's going with the NBA playoffs and the lines and all the games, and we're getting almost out of the first round. We got the hockey playoffs about to start here, Stanley Cup on the line here soon as teams wrap with the regular season there. And don't forget, Major League Baseball started and in full swing going into the second month. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, from live betting to playoffs, esports, and more. Head to the website today or use a mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, it is time to close the show and our look at the mock drafts for 2022, our final five picks that we're going to break down. Again, we're also updating on what teams might be thinking here last minute. If you're doing a crash course and want to catch up here, that's what we do here in Locked On Fantasy Football. The Packers have a second turn at 28. I think they could think about offense again. I had them double up wide receivers initially, but now I think they might go edge rusher with the loss of Za'Darius Smith. They need a little bit of depth there. Best player available behind Rashawn Gary and Preston Smith. Boye Mafe, that type of situational pass rusher can be very disruptive here. We saw Rashawn Gary in that type of role being elevated with the injuries to the Smiths. But you look at this pick, Boye Mafe, also keeping away from the Vikings, who really like him. So if the Vikings are around or the Chiefs want a pick, the Vikings in the early part of day two, the Chiefs right behind them are interested in Mafe. So it's a very tough and deep position here. That you get a lot of good values here, but I think the Packers can get another wide receiver later. So get the best player available for their needs at this point, and Boye Mafe, the edge rusher from Minnesota, helps, and that's going to post their defensive totals as well. The Chiefs on the clock, we'll do them back-to-back here. You have Jahan Dotson is up first. He is the speedy wide receiver, a lot of quickness, a lot of speed there for sure to burn out of Penn State, 5'11". Just the speedster, one of those guys that you look at, how can he stretch the field? And Patrick Mahomes lost Tyreek Hill, similar size and strength to Tyreek Hill. I don't think Dotson is as adept in the slot, but he can get there. A guy that can stretch the field. I think they might change it up, where Juju Smith-Schuster, their big acquisition, is the big slot. And then go a little bit wild here with MVS, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, and Dotson on the outside. It might seem that Dotson and MVS are redundant, but the Dotson can be a little bit more of a complete receiver, and now you have a lot of guys who can stretch the field there, Juju included, make a few big plays for Patrick Mahomes. So you really have to look at Jahan Dotson again. The Chiefs and Packers are going to be playing off each other if they stay put here with their wide receiver picks, going with the Davante Adams and Tyreek Hill situation. So very parallel things going on in the back half of this first round. They're going to affect things. But Dotson, anybody that goes to Patrick Mahomes, just like anybody that goes with Aaron Rodgers, is going to have great value in fantasy football. So sometimes it's later wide receivers have that better value because of who they're playing quarterback with. We talked about the Mariota situation, Zach Wilson, Carson Wentz. What are you going to get from Wilson and Williams and Olave there, Garrett and Jameson and Chris from early in the thing, or do you get Treylon Burks and Dotson stepping into great situations in fantasy? So things to look forward to, but it's all about the situation. Skill is important, the talent level to produce, but you also have to look elsewhere. That's what can be produced here. Next pick up, number 30, I like the Chiefs to go for N'Kobe Dean. He should go a lot higher, but it's an inside linebacker. And once Devin Lloyd goes off the board, similar skill set and a much bigger package. N'Kobe Dean is not 6 foot. He's a little bit London Fletchery with his play here. The Chiefs are pretty weak in the middle, I think. They're okay with Nick Bolton and Willie Gay Jr., but need another guy to kind of anchor things. Undersized guy, active guy. We saw that being an important position there. Going back, when you look at Steve Spagnuolo and going back to the late Jim Johnson and some of the connections there, having a linebacker that's pretty active, a Jeremiah Trotter type, is pretty important here. And you look at N'Kobe Dean being a pretty good value. The Chiefs are going to address this position one way or another, some way in the draft. Maybe Christian Harris of Alabama or Chad Muma of Wyoming, but why not just go right here in the first round with Dean sitting up there on the tee once you go wide receiver in this first round. The Bengals, we talked about Trent McDuffie earlier. I thought he could go a little bit earlier to the Bills. He would be on the radar for the Patriots and Bills. But I like him here at the Bengals as an upgrade over Eli Apple. They brought back Eli Apple just as a contingency, just in case. Chidobe Awuzie and Mike Hilton get another big player to the mix. And you look at Trent McDuffie, again, doesn't help the Bengals too much. The defense is hit or miss, streaming based on the matchups. But McDuffie can certainly help make some more plays on the ball, as Apple did, actually, even with his reality defensive struggles there. 2022. Finally, we will go to Desmond Ridder of the Lions at number 32. It makes a lot of sense. He goes off the clock there for this team. I mean, look at it. I mean, no do cartwheels, I think. I mean, it's not like Desmond Ridder is the earth-shattering quarterback to be in this draft, but you get him at 32, then you're working with something. You can develop a little bit, got good makeup, very consistent starter, won a lot of games, has seen a lot of football, is versatile, value. And keep in mind, if you go 32 to the Lions, got a great offensive line. Taylor Decker, Penei Sewell, Jonah Jackson. The interior is really good. Frank Ragnow. You got good weapons. Amon-Ra St. Brown, TJ Hawkinson. This is a really good spot for a quarterback in fantasy. We've talked about it quite a bit. And Ridder also gives you the bonus of the floor of his legs, much like Malik Willis, but this is a much better situation to step into. So it's odd that we look at the Panthers and not as excited, but the Lions have some weapons here and legitimate there. DeAndre Swift out of the backfield. There's a lot of good things you like about what the Lions are doing offensively. I think they'll be a little bit more dynamic without Anthony Lynn calling the plays as well. So that's going to help here in 2022 for sure. So Desmond Ridder, our final pick. I think watch out for him. If he lands with the Steelers, lands here, it's a good spot. Same thing with Kenny Pickett. So Steelers, Lions, a little bit better value there for immediate quarterback production than you would get with the Falcons and Saints in particular, and Panthers. And I think the Panthers and Seahawks kind of fall in the middle with DJ Moore and DK Metcalf and those type of guys. But when you're looking at the best situations overall, really, surprisingly, it's the Steelers and Lions. So picking Ridder, if that plays out here, pretty good stuff here this draft. So watch out for all that to potentially happen. We know not everything's going to happen, but a lot of what these teams thinking is definitely laid out here on the show today. For Locked On Fantasy Football, this has been the Iyer. Thanks for making us your first listen every day. Now again, we will break down the actual first round, what happens, and see how close we were, see what the teams were thinking, see if they were thinking along the same lines for offensive skill and offensive aligned support here. Now make your second lock on listen. Locked On NFL Draft, Ryan Tracy and former NFL cornerback Eric Crocker bring the NFL Draft to life every day with inside analysis on college football prospects and NFL front offices. It is free and available wherever you get your podcast here. So check us out on Friday. We'll have a draft recap for you, but back to back, check out this mock draft here. If you like it, show some love there and share us there. But we're no nonsense, to the point, fantasy football analysis, get you in and out here. And we're going to cover all angles, reality that crosses over into fantasy. And that's what we like to do here at Locked On Fantasy Football. For Locked On Fantasy Football, this has been Vinny Iyer. Have a great day. Enjoy the draft. And we'll catch you on the other side of it with the first round analysis.